This episode is made possible by our sponsor, Omega Bright Wellness. I've taken their omega-3 supplements for many years, and so has my wife, and that's why I invited them to sponsor my podcast. I'm proud to have them. You can find all of their products online at omegabrightwellness.com, and Bright is intentionally misspelled B-R-I-T-E, omegabrightwellness.com. Hello, this is Dr. Ned Hallowell for Distraction. We have a wonderful guest for you today. She's an old friend of mine. She's not old, but we've been friends for a long time. So she's a young, old friend of mine. And her name is Elaine Taylor Klaus, T-A-Y-L-O-R hyphen K-L-A-U-S. And she's the co-founder of Impact Parents, the first virtual coaching and training resource designed specifically for parents raising kids with ADHD, anxiety, and more. Thanks so much for joining me today, Elaine.
It is a pleasure to be in here. Thanks for having me.
This is wonderful. So why don't we talk about the book that you wrote? When did it come out?
September of 2020. So right in the throes of parenting craziness.
So,
on steroids.
So it's called The Essential Guide to Raising Complex Kids with ADHD, Anxiety, and More. I know this book because I wrote a foreword to it, but our listeners don't. So why don't you tell them how would you get them interested in this book? Why, you know, obviously if you want to learn how to make moonshine, this is not the book for you, but What would you be wanting to do that you could find in this book?
You know, I wrote this book because I was a mom of three complex kids. And by complex, I mean all kinds of challenging issues, you know, ADHD, anxiety, learning disabilities, depression, whole range of issues. And what I found is that I was going from parenting to book to parenting book and following all of the advice of all the sage, you know, parenting gurus out there, and it wasn't hitting the mark. And as a parent of an atypical kid, what I was missing was a typical book, parenting book for parents of atypical kids, kids who learned outside the box, who were thinking and functioning differently. And so I really wrote this book to be the book that wasn't there when my kids were little that I really needed, which was a framework for understanding what it means to have these complex kids, for understanding the nuances and their extraordinary capacity, and to really learn ways to think about and strategies to really bring out the best in these kids and to help them begin to reach their full potential and reach their capacity as humans, to not see them as broken, but to really see them as whole and capable, and to cultivate that. And we as parents really can cultivate that with not too big a shift in our approach. It's really not that hard. It's just got to be conscious.
Now, there are, I dare say, 100 books that promise the same thing that you just said. So what is your book offer, describe, suggest, convey that makes it unique?
You know, it's interesting. There were 100 books. There was there's a book for your quirky kid, or your book for your ADHD this, or your sensitive kid that. But I never found a general parenting book for kids that were not typical. And the feedback we've gotten since it's been published was that this was the first time that parents really were able to see themselves and see their kids represented, not siloed down to some nuance, but really all of the range of issues that these complex kids tend to present. And that's what I was really trying to do, was to say, if your kid isn't typical, if your kid is living outside of that box, that's okay. And here's a way to manage it. And then the program that's different, the way to manage it that's different, is what we call a coach approach. So we know in the world of ADHD, for example, we know that ADHD coaching can be really efficacious, can be very advantageous. really helpful in managing ADHD. We know in the business world that coaching is a management for change that's really effective. And what we've learned is that when we apply those principles from coaching to the world of parenting, we can help parents cultivate their leadership as parents, really. We can give them skills and strategies that empower them to empower their kids. And it's changes of language, changes in communication. It's minor tweaks that have really major impact.
So what would you say empower? So how do you empower the parent to empower? Yeah, go ahead.
There are a ton of examples. One of the first one that comes up to my mind, you know, I think a lot of parents come to me as a parenting coach with these complex kids really from a place of desperation. They're panicked, they're scared, they're overwhelmed, and they really don't see a path forward. And so part of the process of really helping these kids is to help the parent get out of desperation and begin to parent from a place of inspiration. You know, you talk a lot in your work, Ned, around positivity. And so there's a great deal in here that's about not just you should be more positive, but how. Here are some techniques, here are some strategies. There's a coaching tool called Yes And that's a really powerful strategy. We teach something called ACE, a kind of communication strategy to connect with compassion and to explore options with a kid. So there are a lot of concepts in here that lean into positive parenting, but then it takes that next step, which is strategically, tactically, what do you do about it? One of the things we teach is the four roles of the parent.
I want to interrupt you, Elaine, because you're bouncing along with so many words. Let's say I'm a dad and I have a 12-year-old son, and I come to you and I say he won't do anything I ask him to do. He just looks at me and says, I'm going to do what I want to do. And I tell him, you got to get dressed so we can go to school. Says, you know, maybe I will, maybe I won't. And let's say it's a single dad. So there's nobody at home but him, the dog, and a younger brother, age 5, who thinks this is just the funniest thing in the world. So right. Dad's got a disobedient, flippant 12-year-old. And a 5-year-old who thinks his disobedience is just extremely funny. And every morning there's a comedy, and somehow or other dad is got to figure out a way to get them both to school. This is pre-COVID when you could actually go to school. How would you take my desperation and turn it into inspiration?
So number of different avenues, kind of depending on what's going on with the family. The model that we teach talks about what we call taking aim. So the first place to look is to begin to take aim very specifically on one change that you want to see. What we know about behavior change is that if you try to tackle everything at once, you get overwhelmed and none of it really works. But if you can take aim really specifically, very narrowly, you can make a real shift. So getting them out of the door in the morning is a lot, but we may encourage a parent to take aim more specifically on getting him out of bed or helping him get dressed or helping him take the lead on not picking a fight or becoming the clown for his little brother at the table at breakfast.
Let me because I want to boil it down. I mean, so mm-hmm. I'm the dad, and I'm saying, okay, Dr. Klaus Taylor, Taylor Klaus, what do I do? He gets out of bed, no problem, because he has to pee, and he goes and pees.
Great.
And then begins the struggle, and his younger brother is fine. He gets out of bed, gets dressed, and comes down to watch the comedy unfold. And it really doesn't matter what I do. Jimmy, let's call him Jimmy, will find a way to oppose, disrupt, and basically ridicule me, and I feel like an idiot as a father, and Ooh. and um, What would you?
So even that scenario is more specific than where we started, right? So now we know the problem isn't getting up or getting dressed, but it's something that happens in the dynamic when they get downstairs. So we might have a conversation with a dad or coach around what's triggering the ridicule. It may be the dad's reaction to the son that's sort of egging the son on. It may be a certain expectation. Part of what we talk about in this method is to then, once you get clear on the change you want to see, is to start collecting information, get curious, understand what's happening in the dynamic.
Over the past few months, I've spoken to my friend, the founder and creator of Omega Bright Wellness, Dr. Carol Locke, about the benefits of taking Omega Bright's omega-3s, CBD, and other supplements. Here's a clip from one of those conversations. Could you tell us a little bit about the study, recent study that showed Omega Bright reduced inflammation and anxiety in medical students?
This was a great study. It was done at Ohio State, and it was done on medical students, 68 medical students, without any medical problems, done over 12 weeks. And it was a blinded study, meaning the researchers and the students did not know if they were taking the Omega Bright or the dummy capsules. And what it found was a 20% reduction in anxiety and a 14% reduction in the inflammatory cytokine IL-6. Wow. So that you had a very powerful benefit from the Omega Bright shown in this study. And that's something that people could use right now in their life, reducing their anxiety and stress and inflammation.
Distraction listeners, you can save 20% on your first order at OmegaBrightWellness.com. by using the promo code PODCAST2020. All right, let's get back to today's topic.
I'll tell you an example. I worked with a dad a number of years ago, and dad was a lawyer, 9-year-old boy, was waking up mad and furious every morning, and there was all of this conflict in the house. And with a little bit of work, we figured out that what this kid was seeking was more connection with his dad. And he really happened to be a kind of a physical touch kid. So when we discovered that the times he woke up well were when the dog jumped on the bed, right? We began to sort of extrapolate what was he looking for. And when the dad stopped standing at the doorway with his hand on his hip saying, "It's time to get up," and the dad went over and started tickling the kid awake, everything changed in their dynamic. Now, not every kid wants to be tickled awake, but it was a really great connection for this kid who just wanted to feel connected to his dad.
Absolutely.
And so that shift profoundly changed their entire family dynamic and eliminated the morning hassles they were having. But it took some conversation with the dad to get to a point to help him figure out how he needed to be for his kid.
Of course, you wanted to help him learn how to communicate, understand, interact with his kid more effectively. And you know, I think where coaching, which by the way I invented it because I found therapists being too constrained. And so in Driven Abstraction, I said you need to go beyond the traditional therapy role and include direction, which is coaching. Telling people what to do or suggesting to people what they should do to get better results. So I saw coaching as sort of therapy on steroids, you know, because now you can do the things that traditional therapy would proscribe. And that's where I think you get such great results, because you're able to build into what I would call your therapy relationship direction, a suggestion, guidance, you know, practical tips, which traditional therapy didn't allow. And that's where I thought it needed to be shaken up.
No question. There's that. It's the blending of the theory and the practicality that I think is so magic, that we can give them concepts to understand things differently. We can help them understand executive function, help them understand what's going on with their kids, not take it personally, manage their triggers, all of those sort of things that are both theoretical and practical, and it's when you blend them that you get the real results. And we do, and it, you know, it takes a little bit of time to have those conversations to figure it out.
Yeah, you blend them beautifully. And if you're listening to this podcast and you want to really see how Elaine does it, read The Essential Guide to Raising Complex Kids. It's a wonderful book that I can't recommend highly enough. The Essential Guide to Raising Complex Kids by my friend and extremely talented colleague, Elaine Taylor Klaus. And you have a co-author in there, correct?
Nope, not this one. This one was written by me. The work represents the work that both Diane Dempster and I teach in Sanity School, which is our behavior therapy program.
But so you and Diane co-founded Impact Parents, is that right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
And we wrote the first book together, and then this last book was written by me.
And what was the first book?
It's called Parenting ADHD Now: Easy Intervention Strategies to Empower Kids with ADHD.
You like long titles.
Yeah, it's publishers. Not my choice.
Well, no, they're good titles. They tell you what's in the book.
When I get to write 20 books like you do, I'll be able to choose my titles. Until then.
No. They're good. They tell the reader what's in the book, which is good.
That's true.
You know, and there's sort of two different titles. There's one tells you what's in the book, and the other tries to grab you with some kind of gimmick or shock approach or.
For us, the first book was a book of strategies, and then the second book is really the whole methodology. And that's really what we're trying to do here. Capture it in one place in one time.
Well, you did it very, very well. What else would you like to tell my wonderful listeners about raising complex kids?
What I want to say to those listening, if you're a parent or if you have kids in your life in any way, or if you're an adult trying to parent yourself, which many of us, I think, are trying to do with adult ADD, is to remember that you know better than anyone what is important, what your priorities are, what your motivations are, and the way to access it and to create the change you want is to ask for the help you need. And and the biggest challenge that I see, you know, parents come to me all the time. They say, well, my kid needs help, but they're not asking. They won't take it. And usually those are the parents who also aren't asking for the help that they need. So the best thing you can do to model for your kids is to ask for the help you need for yourself and be transparent with them about it. Let them know you're doing it and let them know you're a work in progress and that that's what it is to be human, is to be a work in progress.
So you could even say to your kid, honestly, I don't know what to do with you. Do you have any suggestions?
Yes, absolutely. What do you think we should do? One of my favorite lines with my kids is, how do you want me to handle it when I come in to wake you up and I've given you a couple of warnings and you're still saying, no, no, no. What do you want me to say? Because why should I figure it out? Let them. And can I one quick funny story?
Yeah.
It's a true story.
When
we asked that question, my eldest child, and they were about 16 at the time, we tried all kinds of things to get them out of bed in the morning. And we had literally spray bottles with water at their request, not ours. My funniest memory of them as a child is I came upstairs because it was really loud and I couldn't figure out what was going on. And my husband had my child by the ankle and my child had the side of the bed by their hands, and they were pulling each other across the room. And that's everybody was laughing hysterically, and what it took to get them out of bed that day. But we would never have dragged them across the room without their express permission. But we asked, "What do you want me to do?" And that's what they said.
Yeah. Well, it's always good if you can turn it into a joke or turn it into a game or turn it into something funny. And I love the advice. Anyway, your book is full of wisdom and sane, sage, practical advice. It's a wonderful, wonderful guide, and I do believe it is unique. It's the only one like it that I know of. The Essential Guide to Raising Complex Kids by Elaine Taylor Klaus. My friend, thank you so much for coming on my podcast here.
My pleasure. Thanks again for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. Okay, well, As Click and Clack would say, you've wasted another perfectly good hour of your life, only it wasn't an hour, and you haven't wasted it. If any of you watch Click and Clack, it's a wonderful Boston-based car show. But that's all the time we have for today. You can find Elaine at her website, impactparents.com, and her latest book, The Essential Guide to Raising Complex Kids with ADHD, Anxiety, and More, is available everywhere. I highly recommend it. And my new book, ADHD 2.0, is out now. It's co-written by my good friend and colleague, Dr. John Rady. In ADHD 2.0, we lay out a new approach to help people with ADD, ADHD thrive, and we even give ADHD a new name. To find out, get the book. You can get a copy by clicking in the link in the show notes or by going to my website at drhallowell.com. And of course, you can find ADHD 2.0 wherever books are sold. All right, please remember to reach out to us with your questions and comments by emailing connect@distractionpodcast.com. That's connect@distractionpodcast.com. Distraction is created by Sounds Great Media. Our producer is the wonderful Sarah Gerton, and our audio engineer and editor is the spectacular Scott Person. I'm Dr. Ned Hallowell. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll hear you next time. The episode you just heard was made possible by my good friends at Omega Bright Wellness. I take their supplements every day, and that's why I invited them to sponsor my podcast. Shop online at Omega Bright, and that's BRITE wellness.com.